Dr. William Oldfield, and I'm Chief Medical Officer at Kingston Hospital NHS Foundation Trust and Hounslow and Richmond Community Health Trust.
Excellent. So we're at the start of a 3-day junior doctor's strike. What advice do you have for the public during this time?
So I think it's acknowledging that we are going to be busier than usual because we have less members of staff, because we have effectively lost about 50% of our medical staff. However, we remain open. We're open 24 hours a day. So if you need care, you should seek it and should not delay. We are continuing with quite a number of outpatient clinics. So if you have not heard to the contrary, you should attend any outpatient clinic. Similarly, we are continuing with some surgical work, especially that which is urgent. However, if you have something that's fairly minor or has been going on for a long time and can wait, it is probably best to wait or seek alternatives. And there are a number of available to you. So there's things like telephoning 111, you can contact your local pharmacist or your local primary care GP surgery. So there are lots of options available. But at the end of the day, we are open and we are here to help.
Can you tell us a bit about what was happening during the last junior doctor's strike to give us more of an idea of what we could expect this time?
So again, we essentially cancelled an awful lot of what we call elective work. So that's the non-urgent work. So a lot of outpatients were stood down and a number of our operating sessions were stood down. And that was to release the consultant staff so that they could cover for the junior doctors who were actually on strike. So the actual ward work, for example, and the work in the emergency department continued, but it was being done completely by consultants with associated healthcare professionals, such as advanced nurse practitioners and physiotherapists and advanced healthcare professionals. But we didn't have the junior doctor. So the work continued with a lot of cancellations, but it was provided by a slightly different workforce group.
On Monday, the LAS received over 7,500 calls, which they say was the most since the height of the pandemic at the end of 2021. Have you been seeing extreme amounts of busyness this week?
So Monday was particularly bad. Yesterday was busy, but not anywhere near as bad as Monday. So I think Monday was a combination of a number of things. It's the start of the week. It's been extremely hot. But I think most importantly, we've got a very high pollen count, which is affecting people with chest illnesses. I think there is also what we saw in the previous strikes, a slight uptick in the number of attendances we have both before and after an announced strike, because the public are aware that there are less people here during the strike. But I think what we saw on Monday was predominantly due to the heat and the pollen.
If consultants are being brought in to cover the junior doctors, does that mean that this strike is costing the hospital a lot of money?
Yes, because we're effectively having to pay the consultants to do the work of the junior doctors. But I think the money to a certain extent is one issue. I think the biggest problem, though, is the amount of work we're cancelling. Because I think we mustn't forget that at the end of this is the patient, and we are cancelling a lot of outpatient appointments and also surgical procedures in order that we can continue with the inpatient work.
After the last strike, how long did it take you to deal with a backlog?
We haven't dealt with the backlog. The backlog is still there. We're starting to catch it up, but every time we have a strike, the backlog gets extended, because you have to appreciate that we also have a big backlog on the back of the pandemic. But every time we cancel procedures because of industrial action, it adds to that backlog.
Is there any other advice you'd like to give to people?
No, I think it's the hospital is here. If you need us, please come in. Do not wait. Do not delay seeking medical attention if you think it's urgent. However, if possible, do consider other routes such as 111, pharmacy, or your general practitioner, because the hospitals are going to be incredibly pressurised. But we're here to help. That's what we do.